Hi, everyone.
Hello.
This is Linda and Brenda.
From Not Tonight.
Our podcast is called Not Tonight, but you wouldn't know from listening to this first episode.
So we're going to give you a little disclaimer before you get into it. It's a hot mess. We didn't even know what we were doing. We didn't even have a game plan. We were just going to start recording to see if we even wanted to record a podcast. And well, we ended up just kind of rolling with it. But this episode's a mess. We call each other Janet and what? Reba?
Rita.
Rita. And we didn't even have a name for it yet.
Yep, so this episode's a shit show. just, you know what, just...
Give it a listen if you want.
Give it a listen. Don't judge us too hard for it.
It gets better.
It does get better. This is just our first little go around. It was our first time.
It was, what do you call it? Our pilot.
This is our pilot.
It was a terrible pilot. It wouldn't have gotten picked up if it was a TV show, but that's okay. Just stick with us. The first two episodes are a little sloppy, but we get better.
All right, it gets better.
It gets better. Bye.
Have fun. Bye. Linda, Brenda, Linda, Brenda, we got something that we gotta tell you, but we just can't talk because we got something to do. We've got this podcast. We've gotta tell you. It's kind of stupid. It's not tonight. All right. Coming to you live from Nook's Cranny.
I'm not even cold.
I suppose I don't need my coat because we're inside.
I could really take it off.
This is the quarantine hour with the mullet brothers.
The Doobie Mullet sister brothers, Rita and Janet.
I'm Rita.
I'm Janet. Beavis and Butthead are here.
One of us has a mullet. And it's me.
I basically have a borderline.
Okay, so I think this is how this is gonna work. I think let's just make this a quick little intro episode, a little thing just to give you a taste for anyone who judges it. Like, Scoots.
Oh. Yeah,
just to give
we're
a
just
little,
telling a little
just
story.
Just a little story or something.
I don't even know what we're going to talk about. I haven't really thought about it yet.
Well,
just whatever. Today. What's going on today? Like, where are we? I feel like I'm in Alice in Wonderland right now. Like, looking at all the weird, like, wallpaper and all these, like, weird shapes.
Well, and, it's a mix between Alice in Wonderland... And the Royal Tenenbaums.
Totally Royal Tenenbaums.
And then...
Especially up here. It's like a little playhouse.
This room does give me a little bit of an Alice in Wonderland vibe. Like, before she's about to eat that thing and get too big for it. And wear it as a dress, remember? In the Disney version.
It reminds me of the part...
When she's, like, wearing it.
When she gets, like, all floaty.
Like, she's sitting in the house... crying or something.
Oh, God, when she gets too big for the house and she's...
And then that bird is like, hey, you serpent?
Yeah,
you serpent?
I used to want that tattooed on my body.
Serpent?
No, not him. He always freaked me out, but...
The bird?
I wanted the part where she was, like, too big for the house and her arms were, like, dangling
out of
the
windows.
Yeah,
like, she's wearing it like a dress.
In my picture, she was, like, drooped in it. Like, her feet are busting out of it and she was, like, sad about it. That's what I wanted tattooed on me at one point.
On your butt?
Not on my butt. Oh my God. Not Venice Bitch either.
So I want to get Venice Bitch tattooed on my butt.
Yeah. I don't know about that, y'all.
It's me, little Venice Bitch.
I mean, I know about that, but I don't know.
Touch me with a fingertip. All right, well, anyways. We have to think of a name for the podcast, probably.
I had a really good one.
I don't think having brother. I don't think having, like, period, Leroy. Come on.
Leroy's killing me right now. I'm sorry.
Think,
I'm being pulled away.
I think that having those periods of silence are not really allowed.
What? Well, he needs his leash.
That means I have to keep the podcast.
The podcast.
I gotta keep the podcast. Just do you think our voices sound similar? Like how, you know, when I started listening to My Favorite Murder, I was like, I don't know.
Which Karen and Jordan. Are probably they probably actually sisters? I used to think they were sisters.
So this is a sister podcast, and it took 4 minutes to say that, but it's a sister quarantine podcast. It took us like 4 years
to fucking realize that we need a podcast, by the way. Like, we just talk like this all the time.
We have a podcast now. It's called...
I don't know what it's called. It's going to come to us today. Probably tonight. Maybe in our sleep. I don't know.
It's going to come to us in a dream. So this first episode is titled...
It's like unplugged tonight.
This episode is titled... Unplugged in...
We don't know yet. We don't have a name for the house yet.
The Ghost App House. The ghost house, I mean. Mm-mm. This is a ghostly house. This is going in circles, and I would love to fall asleep to this.
The Haunted Mansion.
It's not haunted.
It's not haunted. That makes and me it's not ghostly. Me. I mean, it is ghostly, but it's not... I don't want to put that
I keep forgetting to light this.
Me too. I'm kind of... I think I'm nervous about it.
Inside? Because it's inside?
I was going to get Leroy's leash, but then he was shot.
Quiet? All right, well then I guess just come back to it because if I have to carry this on my back by myself, I'm gonna probably mess up.
Well, we're all messing up.
I think it would be good to fall asleep to.
I agree. I like this little space that we're sitting in.
I think that it has a really good sound. I can hear the echo. Can I use your Carmex?
Yeah.
All right, well, I mean... You know, we're, the whole point is, Leroy's starting up again. There's a dog here named Leroy, but he's not part of the podcast.
He's my dog. He should be one of the girls right now, but he's not.
He's not part of the podcast, so don't think he's Steven is to Karen. He's just in the background. He's not really supposed to be talking that much. And this is all because we're in quarantine. I don't live here. I don't live in this pod loft. My sister, Janet, lives in this pod loft. I'm just here for the night because that's what sisters do. And we it's an old house. It's a really old house. It's probably built. It's probably built sometime. This is not good for podcasting. It was probably built sometime in the 1800s, if I had to guess, but I'll get Janet to fact check that in a moment. It's got a lot of funky wallpaper. And a lot of it's really beautiful, but even the beautiful wallpaper is peeling in some rooms. So that's, you know, what can you do? Because it's lead-based paint, you know, on somewhere in there, there's lead-based paint involved, and that's not good to fuck with. You don't want to mess with that if you don't know what you're doing. We googled it earlier. You're really just not supposed to eat it or lick it, but you know, if the paint chips then if a dog or a baby or something would eat it off the floor, then that's not good. And so anyways, we're in this house. We need a room for pod loft and podcasting. And, you know, there might be other people in this house that are asleep right now. I have one person who's asleep. So we needed to go somewhere else. So there's this upstairs room that's like a really good nook cranny, Tom Nook cranny. And it's got this really cool built-in shelf. So we made this. How many minutes has it been? It's totally been long enough, hasn't it? I wonder if it stopped. Did it stop? No, it's still going. Janet's back. It's only been 8 minutes. I mean, this is really... I'm asleep by now. If I'm listening to this, I'm asleep.
Yeah, I was trying to hear what you were talking about.
So it doesn't even matter what we're talking about at this point.
What are you talking about?
I don't know. I was trying to describe the room and why we're all here. We're in quarantine. I came over because it's a new house. To them, to me, to everyone. But it's an old house. I told them I was going to have you fact check it. How old is it?
Which part? It goes way back. It goes way back deep. And I don't even know the furthest back yet. I haven't gotten...
We should distinguish. That's Janet talking.
Hey, I'm Janet.
Sorry, go on.
It's not determined officially what exact year. I've traced back the basement, the bottom part.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
Continue.
Oh, no.
What do you know? Hold on, keep the podcast aside. Sorry, my dog is trying to get out on this widow's walk, and it's... I don't know if it's, like, that stable. I mean, it seems stable enough, but I don't even know structurally enough about this house to trust my 100 fucking pound dog on that deck.
He's interested.
Yet.
No, don't.
No,
don't.
But you're good. Anyway, the basement is supposedly a 1700s fucking tavern. But they don't call them taverns around here. They call them ordinaries. So a 1700 ordinary. And
how ordinary?
There's definitely wooden pegs to prove it. Like, that thing is all this shit. And there's a huge, 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 like, stone chimney that's, like, as wide as your arms can reach further. It's like, the width of, like, a 7'7" person. Like, it's huge. It's, like, gigantic. And that's on there. And it's, like, traditional colonial. I don't know what the right word is, but, like, dirt
American?
Floor. Like, not real floor. Like, not cement floor.
Did you say colonial?
I did say colonial.
Oh, I thought of it.
I said something before that started with a P, maybe? I don't know.
Patriotic?
No. Perennial? No. I forget. Steven.
American? that's what I said.
Basically, yes.
Mid-century modern?
Mid-century American. Like,
this is like Americana?
Fucking before.
Is this like the dirt days? The 20s?
Colonial. I don't know.
The 20s? The dirt bowl days?
I had to read a... No. It's way before that. What the fuck? No. So we're talking about 1700s, like before the fucking Revolutionary War. This bitch was in order downstairs in some format. We don't know the exact yet. Like, that's what I haven't gotten the actual, like, physical record, if there is such, of what was probably like a pub, tavern, ordinary slash whatever the hell you want to call it, like somewhere.
How
like,
many
people
do you
along
think
the trail
could fit in at once?
I don't. You know what?
Like, do you think it was popping, or do you think that it was just, like, family, like, townies?
I mean, how many people were really passing through in the 1700s? Then, again, how many neighbors did you really have that could just
I imagine it
there?
Like that bar in Inglourious Basterds.
So did... Oh, my God. Oh, my God, Natalie. I was just... I'm, like, mad that you beat me to it. I was just gonna say, that's exactly... I was like, is that weird that I imagine it as that fucking weird bar in Inglourious Basterds?
Yeah, you know the one.
Yeah, the fucked up one.
The one where they all get murked.
Right.
Yeah.
But
she loses her
shoe. The actual tavern itself reminds you of that.
That's what I'm saying.
But they all might
be dead.
Maybe.
Okay, well, that's why we're starting the podcast. Because... They're the Pod Loft, and we've always wanted to do this.
For real.
I think
and we finally have, like, the actual literal space to do it.
We're actually doing it. We're finally doing it. I think this has been a good first edition. We could maybe do a bonus part two, but this can be the tester.
Yeah.
This can be the pilot.
Sounds good. It's gonna bring a lot of my... speech issues to, like...
I wonder how we sound to other people, and I think I sound like this. I think I sound a lot like this to other people.
No.
I think I have a deep podcast voice.
Are you kidding me? No. I think you probably sound like butter, and I...
Vladimir Putin. sound like Vladimir Putin. What did you say?
Butter.
Butter?
I sound like...
All I think that you probably sound like how Georgia sounded to me at first.
Annoying as shit.
Just like kind of like
not aware of their voice.
Like a vocal fry, they call it. A little bit. And I think I sound like this.
She talk like
but
this.
But if I was trying to fall asleep to it, I think I would like
she
it.
She talks like this. I remember though the first time that you played Sleep With Me podcast to me and I laughed.
I introduced it to
I
you.
I laughed at Scooter's voice at first.
I showed it to you.
What the fuck are you listening to before you go to sleep? His what?
I showed it to you.
Yeah, you showed it to me.
Where when did I
first,
find it?
When I first moved back home and I was sleeping on the mattress in the downstairs guest bedroom, I was having a fucking hard time sleeping. You told me one night to listen to that and you played it for me and I laughed about it at first because I was like, what kind of weird ASMR, not ASMR, but like,
it is ASMR for me. It does make me go
but
to sleep.
I don't like ASMR and I now I
well,
love
well, this is an ASMR
I love Scooter's voice.
ASMR, blah, blah, blah.
But we're not crackling things and whispering and stuff.
No, but it is an ASMR
but I do
podcast.
Have vocal fry.
Because if you turn it down, then it's quiet. And how it sounds like this.
I don't
it's just us talking to you like this. If you just turn it down and put it on your pillow next to your head, it just sounds like we're talking like this.
I wish I was talking like that all the time.
You can switch to a real ASMR podcast.
Do you know what? Do you know whose voice I secretly want?
Kathy? I mean... I mean, Belinda, but you know, hey, look at me.
Oh, no.
She kind of sounds like this all the time. I mean, she kind of talks like this all the time.
I actually do want an excuse to talk like that, or just to yell all the
hell.
Time. Hell. Hell no.
Hell no.
Hell no.
Her real name is Belinda.
Hell. I do want an excuse to yell like that all the time.
Podcast,
but yes. I love it. No, I forgot. No, I forgot what I want.
Sorry.
I want an excuse to talk like...
Talk bitch. I
mean,
I bet our voices actually sound really
similar. Oh, no, I remember. I remember.
Really confusing.
I want an excuse. Ugh, I just remembered two, actually. I'll give the first one first. I want an excuse to talk like fucking...
Audrey Hepburn in Breakfast at Tiffany's?
Yeah, that's the third. But no, like fucking... You're never gonna expect it. Daisy from The Great Gatsby. Because in the book, it described her as...
In the book or the movie with the Lana Del Rey soundtrack?
Well, I don't know which movie you're talking about.
Leonardo DiCaprio's in it.
Oh, I never really like paid close attention to that one.
Oh, well, that girl played her.
I know what girl, and I didn't like that casting.
I know that you don't like that girl.
Why?
I just know that you don't like her roundhead.
I don't know why I don't like her, but
I just know that you don't.
I don't not like her. I just
we're talking
don't
about that
like
girl
her.
That was also Marilyn Monroe, and she's married to that Mumford and Son.
Is she?
Yeah,
really
she
going
is.
Out?
You don't like her because she was friends with Heath Ledger.
No, I don't even know. I didn't know that.
I'm pretty sure.
I don't even know her fucking name. I just know
Mary Whitman or something.
not sounds her name, like it would be her name.
What's
though.
Her name? Can we find her name so that we're clear on who we're talking about here?
What's important is Mia fucking Farrow played Daisy in the first one.
There's a first one?
Yes.
Yeah, I didn't know
oh
that.
Oh my god, Nat.
I didn't know that.
Hold the phone.
No, I'm Googling The Great Gatsby.
Did you ever read the book?
I pretended like I read it in class, but I mostly didn't.
Oh shit, well you don't even know about Daisy then. I actually always hated her, but I do secretly want her voice a little bit because she talks
like bitch.
No, she does like the exact opposite. She like
she talks like this.
She like whispers, and in the book
Carrie
they
Mulligan.
Describe it.
I'm
as,
talking about Carrie Mulligan.
That's her name, Mary Woodford.
But in the book, you
describe her. She talks like Lana Del Rey.
She's like an enchantress, though. So, like, she'll draw you to her by talking quietly. So, like, you want to go towards her because she talks like this.
I don't think that's the girl that plays Marilyn
Monroe. I can't
physically
do it. I can't do it. That's why I want it, because I cannot make that voice.
How about
to say
that
life.
Girl from Gossip Girl?
No. No. No.
I was going to do it.
Do it if you want, but...
Dad!
Wait, which girl?
Dad!
You're talking about Janelle?
Oh my god, Janelle. Nothing else fucking happened, Mom. That Janelle? No, I'm talking
you
about the girl from Gossip
Janelle.
Girl.
I don't remember her. Dad?
Blair?
She said that. She said it like that.
Chuck.
I don't remember her voice.
Who else has a good voice? Well, but the breakfast at Tiffany's.
Janelle.
It should take you about 4 seconds to get from here to that door.
I'll give you two. No, my second one went down.
It took you exactly 4 seconds to get from here to that door. I'll give you two.
I want to get positively drunk. No, my second one was fucking Dorothy Gale.
Oh, 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 I need to go home. Home? Home.
She's always doing that.
Oh. Oh.
Oh. Ooh, that one song.
Chateau de Flore. All right, I gotta find the translation for that. There's a sign here that says, if I'm pronouncing it correctly, it was a painting that was already, Janet went to the bathroom. It was a painting that was already hanging on the wall in the bathroom upstairs, and it's red, and it looks really old, and it says Chateau de Flore, and I thought it meant I gotta cover up the sound of her pee, and I thought it meant like Hotel of the Flower or something, or Flower Hotel, or Flower House, House of the Flower, House of Flowers, Chateau de Flore. Let's see what that means. Of course, it's not going to come up on Google. Anytime that I Google anything, it doesn't fucking... I put translate after it, I guess. Translate. Chateau de Flore. Chateau de Flora Castle. Wow, you should keep that. Hey, you should keep that. That stands for Flora Castle. Chateau de Flore.
Flora.
Chateau de Flore.
Castle. Okay.
Flower Castle.
Castle. Flower Castle.
Castle.
Maybe that's the name of his bitch.
Flower Castle. So that's what the episode is called. Let's wrap it up there.
Wait.
That's got to be the first edition. Or else, well.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
It could be longer,
I just wanted
I guess,
to wrap it up
but...
by saying I'm sorry that I can't sit still. I'm learning very quickly that I'm having a hard time sitting still. So I'm going to need some fidget toys. Or like.
A fidget spinner.
A little fidget spinner.
Well, the whole goal, I guess, was to think, maybe that was the goal for the episode, and we just waited until the
just
end
to figure
say
out.
But the name of the house.
Well, we need a name for the house for sure.
Flower Castle.
I don't know if I love, I like.
Flora Castle.
Firepower.
Introducing.
Firepower.
Flora Castle.
No, not feeling it.
All right, well then the whole episode was a waste. I thought we found it. Actually, look, our ashtrays have flowers on them.
I think we can do something with flowers, but you know what I think of when I think of the word flora?
That Aerosmith song?
Nope. What song is that?
Sweet Pandora.
Oh, no, that's Pandora.
Yeah, but you said something
flora?
Like
flora?
Something like flora.
Oh, no.
And it's talking about, you know.
That's a weird song for me, but I do like that song, but.
Yeah, me too.
It's weird because Dad likes it. The girls like it. My sister likes it. Anyway, no. Flora reminds me of...
Leroy, you're going to ruin the sound. We don't have a Steven to fucking edit.
Sorry. Flora reminds me of the Frankenstein Chronicles.
I don't know about her.
It's a show on Netflix, and she's a beautiful little
Mom
girl.
Mom was telling me about it.
Mom watched it? I recommend
you
it.
Told her, you told her to watch it.
Yeah, she needs to, because Mom won't go ape shit over it.
I told her I wasn't watching that shit because she was trying to watch it.
Why? It's really good. It's very good. I'm not watching it
before I go to sleep.
No, it's not that creepy.
I don't like weird monster things.
It's not monsters.
Frankenstein?
It's not. Frankenstein's not a monster.
I know, it's the doctor, but come on.
He's not a doctor either. You don't know about Frankenstein either. What was the other thing you didn't know?
The scientist. He's a scientist.
No, he's not.
What is he? Bangs?
Leroy needs to take the shit out of his mouth.
He's got bangs?
No. No. I can't. Did you not read Frankenstein?
This podcast isn't going to be a real podcast if you keep leaving it.
Well, let's SSDGM so I can get a hold of my dog and we can listen to how we sound.
Let's send it first draft. Let's just send it and listen to it at the same time.
Ouch. Hold on.
I think his judgment is going to be that it's too many vocal fry pauses.
Oh, gosh.
Because we're thinking, because our brain is, like, trying to, like...
Yeah, I don't really know what I'm talking about half the time.
And it's going to be moments of silence that I think aren't good. But when you're trying to fall asleep, sometimes you need a moment of silence.
Yeah. I feel like that would be a good question to ask him. But I feel like he's like this, too, and he just prepares better.
For our listeners, our inspiration is the Sleep With Me podcast.
Oh, yeah. We love Scoot.
That's what we've been talking about this whole time.
And, like, he's been a total inspiration to me, especially, like, the recent, like, the just, like, last, like, 3 weeks when he started, like, doing Instagram lives, like, day-to-day, like, a story time type of stuff.
We didn't tell a story the whole time.
Liked it. And, yeah, that was, like, the whole inspiration was to tell these fucking, weird stories of, like, my day-to-day in this crazy house. But, yeah, I feel like he would be open to...
Just understand that it's quarantine time, so we're kind of going weird and crazy because it's quarantine. The world is really weird right now, so cut us some slack. There was a point when you left to go downstairs that I was really laughing to myself a lot, and I don't know if that makes for good podcasting or bad podcasting, but... I guess we'll find out, but I think this has been a good little first pilot.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Remember that joke that she tells in Pulp Fiction?
Ketchup?
Yeah. Yeah, that's from the pilot.
This is a pilot. Ketchup. Wait, I did have a question. I have a question for
the listeners.
Somebody. I forgot it though. Wait, hold on, it's coming back.
Mental zap.
Feedback. Something about feedback.
Give us 5 stars. 5 reviews.
No. Something about. Oh shit! I'm a slow processor. Yeah. So yeah. Like, I feel like maybe they should just
speed it up.
Speed it up. Or maybe I should just.
But then I'm gonna sound like this. I'm gonna sound like this.
I feel like I'm going to listen to this and I'm going to be like, God bless America. Not only do I not know what I'm saying right before it comes out, but I also talk really slow probably and with a lot of little things.
You talk slow. You talk like this. I talk like this. The episode is called I Talk Like This.
We talk like this.
But you guys spell this like T-H-I-S-H.
D-I-S-H.
That is the title. We talk like fish. It's introducing what we talk like. This is what episodes
nothing
are going to be.
Nothing else worse can happen, Mom.
Nothing else worse can happen, Mom. Hello. Our episodes are going to be us talking like fish.
Wait, who am I? Hello.
I don't know that movie that good like you guys. It's okay.
It's not really. It's the commercial.
I don't know.
Hello.
The grandma? The grape soda? Hey, Grandma, how about another grape soda?
Hello.
All right, well, we talk like dish, and our podcast is called We Talk Like Dish. Our album is called We Talk Like Dish. So
what are you going to do? We talk like dish.
Leroy is making a lot of noise now, which is the perfect time to end it. So subscribe, rate, review. Just kidding. I don't know if you even
love
can.
You. You never loved you.
Never loved you. What's your password?
Not that.
What's your password? I was trying to type in my password. This is not good, but it's good to fall asleep to, is all I can keep saying.
But.
All right.
12, 28 minutes. Good night.
Good night, everybody.